We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. My name is Jay Gibbons, and of course, accompanied by Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How are you?
I'm great. I love the way you announced that. I have to tell people what a trooper you are because you just had surgery on a broken hand in five places?
Yeah, but the wrist.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So just be careful. The rule of thumb is be careful when you're hiking when it rains and snows.
Oh my gosh.
It gets a little slippery.
So are you in pain now? Your level from 1 to 10? How are you?
It's down to about a 5 now. So
okay. Well, thank you for being here under that pain. We really appreciate it, Jay. And somebody else who enjoys outdoor hiking in any season. I mean, she likes all four of the seasons. She likes them all. And that is somebody we have with us today. And she is the coordinator of recruitment right here at MTA. Takes care of her parents, and she's a great daughter to them. And she has a master's degree in business administration right here from University of Michigan in Flint. I went there as well. You might know her from Hurley Medical Center. She worked over there in marketing. A lot of experience that she brings to the table, and she is now the coordinator of recruitment here at MTA. I'd like to introduce Miss Marie Stewart. Thanks for being here, Marie.
Oh, well, thank you. It's an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Well, we're honored because you're the one that actually hires people. You go through the hiring process. You know, Christmas is coming up, and everybody could use some extra cash. Mm-hmm. And I know with our drivers, it pays time and a half right now, but there's a lot of other jobs out there as well. So how can somebody find out about the job openings that you're offering?
Yes, thank you. We do have currently a lot of different positions available. People can visit our website at mtaflint.org. They can browse through the different positions that we have open. We do have some driving positions open that we're accepting applications for. We also have some office positions. They're called coordinators mm-hmm. that we have open. We have some management positions open. So there's quite a variety. People are welcome to apply. It's a great place to work.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of career opportunity here. And really, it's all about giving back to the community.
It really is. That's what I like about it. And so does Jay, I know, because you do so much for the community. But what I like about that website, too, looking for a job, is a lot of times you'll apply for a job and you don't know how much it's paying or what they're looking for as far as your requirements or what you would be responsible for if you had the job. You put all of that online so they know exactly what they're getting into, which is very helpful.
Correct. We have the complete job description is online. And then also, you know, if we do call them in or call them for an interview, you know, we explain a little bit more about the position as well. We're always open to answer questions. They can call human resources. And we definitely want people to make an informed decision.
Sure.
And it's really, again, about helping the community. If they like customer service, every position that we have here is about customer service.
It sure is. And I do like that. I've seen you go out of your way to help people. Is there a phone number for HR that you can give them if they needed a call, or is it online?
Well, basically what we're doing right now is we are receiving everything online.
Okay.
So they can go to visit our website. Again, it's mtaflint.org. Under our jobs page, we have all of our current postings there. There is also a phone number there. If they wanted to reach out to human resources, they're welcome to call human resources or to call customer service at mm-hmm. MTA. And we would be happy to help
them. Sure. They're very helpful then. That customer service number is 810-767-0100. It's an easy one to remember.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
And they're always on hand to help you. And what I like about the jobs right now anyway, because it's kind of like a hero pay for the frontline workers being a driver, they get time and a half, which is great for Christmas.
Yes. Well, we have different drivers, and some drivers are making time and a half. Some are making a little bit different than that. They are getting some extra pay. Mm-hmm. Each position is different.
Sure.
So some of the workers are receiving a little bit of extra money. It is dependent upon the position.
Sure.
But they are definitely being recognized for being heroes.
Absolutely.
During this pandemic. And that is something that MTA, helping the community, we continued to provide the service throughout the pandemic. We may have modified some of our services, but we kept on providing services. We enhanced the safety of mm-hmm. of everything that we do.
I've seen that.
We have protocols in place. So we're providing a safe place, both for our customers and for our employees.
I know they went to a lot of expense to put plastic in between the front and back seat of the cars.
Correct.
And they take the temperatures of all the workers and even the passengers. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you don't have a temperature before you get in that car. And they wear masks, and they ask the passengers to wear masks. And if they don't have one, we provide one for them. They're going out of their way to do everything they possibly can to keep people safe.
Correct. And so we that's important to us, and it's important to everyone in our community.
Sure. So. And also what I like about that is when people work full time as a driver, there's so many great perks. Like if they work for 6 months, they don't miss a day. They get like a $200 bonus, right? There's a lot of little extra incentives and good reasons to work for MTA.
We do have incentives in place. We have also for full time workers, we have benefits. A benefit package yes. for them too. Each one's a little bit different depending on the position.
Sure.
But we do have some incentive pay regarding attendance or if they don't have any accidents. So there are a lot of perks, a lot of opportunity, and a lot of benefits here at MTA.
Well, I know you're looking for drivers right now. What kind Correct. Of person are you looking for to be a driver? What would be the perfect candidate for you to hire for a driver?
I always start by saying someone who is passionate about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to, you know, find someone who likes to help people, who likes to give back to the community. And I always talk about customer service. Very, very important because while it's a driving position, it's really more about customer service. Of course, a clean driving record is important as well.
Oh, sure.
Is important as well. And just really, I did some interviews even today. I had some interviews. They were phone interviews.
Yeah.
And it was for the transit operator, which is the big bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the questions that we ask is about customer service.
Sure.
And how they handle, customers, or they're going above and beyond. Tell us an experience when you went above and beyond to help someone.
Oh,
and
that's
people,
good to know.
They love to share that. And when they hear about MTA and what we do for the community, mm-hmm. they're more excited even after the interview. They're like, oh, this is the place I want to be. This is the place I want to build a career. This is the place I want to, a long-term job. I want to stay here and help the community.
It's rewarding.
It's rewarding. And then I always share my experience of finding working here very rewarding. So it is a great place to work. And I do welcome people to visit the website, see if there's something of interest that they're looking for and apply. Would be happy to review their application.
I know you're looking for good people, and I'll tell you, the ones I found to be the best are like the veterans, the seniors, somebody who's mm-hmm. retired and just wants a little extra cash. Mm-hmm. They can work full-time or part-time. Both
correct.
Are available, correct?
Correct. We have full and part-time positions available.
Is it true if they're full-time, they get their birthdays paid? I heard that.
We do have some benefits in regards to getting your birthday off with pay.
That's
if you're
important.
Full-time. It is important.
Yeah.
I've never had that a job. Have you, Jay, before working here?
Yes, I did. That's because I worked in government, though.
So. Oh, well, there you go. But I do like that perk. And you know what? I have to say, you included, and Jay, everybody I've worked with so far has been so kind. Mm-hmm. And that customer service is their personalities. They want to help everybody along the way.
And I feel too, it is a great place to work as far as our culture here. And I share that there's a lot of camaraderie, teamwork, because we can't do it alone. Everyone working mm-hmm. together. So no matter what position you are, whether you're in maintenance, whether you're a driver, whether you work in the office, maybe in a management position, we all are working together to fulfill our mission here at MTA, and it does take a team to do that. And it's great. It's a great culture. It's very welcoming. It had been to me when I started, which was a little over 5 years ago. And to this day, it's a great place to work.
It is. I've had lunch with, of course, the managers. I've had lunch with the drivers, and they're all just as kind. And the drivers had said how rewarding it is to take somebody who could not get to the doctor ordinarily, that the MTA services provided them for their health, mm-hmm. or the grocery store, or to the pharmacy to get their drugs, and that they needed prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And people always say, thank you so much, that MTA, I don't know what I would do. And that's a great way to work, to know you're helping people and helping the community.
Exactly. Every day you have an impact on people's lives,
mm-hmm.
and it's positive. So when you wake up, you're thinking, I'm going to work. You're excited about it because you're like, I have a lot of people I can help, a lot of people I can impact. And then at the end of the day, you can reflect back and say, wow, I really made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And we do.
Yes.
We do that every day.
And not all jobs offer that kind of reward, because a lot of jobs are just, stocking or whatever they're doing. They're not actually feeling like they're giving back to the community.
Correct.
So once again, that website, one more time, if you're looking for a job.
Yes, it's mtaflint.org.
Well, awesome. And there's so many things MTA does. So I say MTA stands for, man, that's awesome.
Ooh, I agree.
And I know you always say, welcome to MTA, have an awesome day, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, and another great day at MTA.
There you go.
That's
All
it.
Right. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else you'd like to mention about hiring or working here? Or if they, Is there a limit to how many drivers you need right now? You could use quite a few, aren't there?
Well, we are always accepting applications.
Good,
and,
okay.
And when we do hire, we hire in groups or classes, so we're not hiring every single day. But we do hire, so even if you apply and you might not get an interview right away, you know, maybe call, but we will get to your application, definitely. And we are starting some classes, some training classes in a few months. And if you don't make it into this training class, there'll be another one at the beginning of the year, guaranteed.
And they get paid while they're being trained, correct?
We do. We have paid training.
That's wonderful.
For all of our
positions.
And even if you want to be a big bus driver, a transit operator, we do pay for the CDL skills portion of your training.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. And it's like $20 an hour almost, right, to be a big bus driver?
For full time. So again, it depends. You have to work your way up.
Sure.
We have training. You do get paid for training. Then we have part-time position and then full-time position. The pay is a little bit different for each position.
Of course.
But it's very competitive pay here at MTA.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Along with the rewards, along with your paid vacations for your birthday, all right. That adds up.
Yep. Holiday.
I know. Well, you want money for Christmas, of course.
That's it.
Hoping that you're listening right now and you are going to visit that website at mtaflint.org and hopefully you can work with all of us soon.
Absolutely. Yep.
That would be great. Well, I hope you do.
We'll be looking for the application.
Okay. And Marie's the one that you want to talk to. And we're going to be working very closely together, Marie. I'm looking forward to that because you're a doll. Just love working with you.
Absolutely.
Now, next week, we're going to be talking to Tracy Davis, and she works with Rides to Wellness. And that's like on demand. If you had to maybe woke up and you're feeling sick and you thought, I could go to the doctor right now, they can get you there within 30 minutes, which is so very important if you are having any kind of an issue and you got to get to the doctor. It's a great service. And Tracy Davis is going to tell us more how to use that next week, right here on the Road with MTA. Thank you, Marie.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.